But I want to talk this morning about men and women. I want to talk this morning about biblical manhood and womanhood. For some time, I have felt a desire and a burden and a pastoral responsibility to teach directly on this topic. Other things have appropriately occupied our attention. But now, I am eager to get this teaching out into the life and into the thinking and into the living of our church. Biblical manhood and womanhood is not included in the formal statement of our defining values as a church, but this, what I am teaching this morning is without question a dearly held value in this church. In fact, I had the opportunity to talk to one of the guys just a couple days ago, and I was communicating to him how thankful I was for the opportunity that this teaching moment was providing for me to once again just rehearse and immerse myself in this particular body of truth from God's Word and to see once again the goodness of God's design and to be able to affirm once again, I believe this. I treasure this. This is good. God, you are good. And I'm so eager to be able, as your pastor, to, by God's grace, bring this good truth from God's Word. For 30 or 40 years now, loud voices in the media, in schools, in colleges, in universities, loud voices have been telling us that there are no differences. No real differences between men and women, just the obvious physical differences, and that's all. And more recently, those voices have begun to show up within the Christian church. We see it in books that are being written. We see it in certain organizations that are being formed. We see it in the push toward gender-neutral Bible translations. We see this move toward minimization, sometimes toward elimination of any understanding of difference between men and women. But deep down, we know that is not right. We have a sense that God made us different. Now, we might hesitate to say it because, well, our society is largely hostile to this idea. We fear we might be called sexist or something like that. And the fact that even within the Christian world, there are differing viewpoints, well, that can produce some uncertainty, some confusion. And that uncertainty, that confusion, that, I believe, can actually have the effect of robbing us of the joy of being men and women. It can actually have the effect of diminishing our ability to comfortably be men and women. I believe, as I read and understand Scripture, I believe God created us male and female from the beginning. And then, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, after God had finished all of His creative work, after He had finished making the world, including Adam and Eve, then He looked at it and He saw that it was very good. You know what that is? That's God taking delight in the way He made things. That is God's delight. I think God intended it to be good, to be enjoyable, for us to be male and female. So we should ask ourselves this just very fundamental question. Do we like it that God made us to be men and to be women? My hope today is that by the end of our time, that you will have a greater confidence in what God's Word teaches and a greater joy, a greater appreciation. Ultimately, my prayer is that we as a congregation and as the people of this congregation will ultimately have a greater ability to be a man, to be a woman, to the glory of God. Well, you have no doubt already found the handout that was tucked into your bulletin this morning. This is designed very specifically to help you this morning and to serve you in the coming weeks as this teaching that lays a foundation is going to be used for other teachings, to men and to women, to singles and to married. So we want you to have this both for this morning and for a reference point for the coming weeks. And before we get to this, I just want to make sure this morning to acknowledge my indebtedness, my very grateful indebtedness to Dr. Wayne Grudem. Dr. Grudem is a former colleague of mine. I had the privilege of serving with him at Trinity, in the faculty there for almost about 12 years. I just looked to him. He was one of those men on the faculty that I looked up to. He was like an older brother, both academically but especially spiritually. There were many times that I sought him out to get counsel and to get prayer in terms of my own spiritual life. Dr. Grudem has actually preached at Crossway. I don't know if some of you will remember when we were back at Tinseltown. He came and delivered a message on the uniqueness of the Bible as God's Word. And Dr. Grudem is also the author of two books that I just want to mention to you this morning. We have them both. This is not designed to sell. I just want you to make a reference point. But this book, it's a workout to carry this thing up here. This is A Systematic Theology by Dr. Grudem, and there is a kind of condensed form of this called Bible Doctrine. It is always a great encouragement to me when I go into people's homes and I see one of these on the shelves or on the tables. It happened just this last week where I was in someone's home and I saw this book sitting on the coffee table. These are great reference tools to help you to access what is written in this book, God's Word. They don't replace this book, but they help you to understand this book when you have specific questions about areas of doctrine and theology. So I just want you to know I'm standing on his shoulders today. And I am very grateful to him for his work and for his teaching. This morning, I want to lay out for us four foundational truths, four biblical truths regarding manhood and womanhood. First, foundational truth number one, men and women are equal in value and dignity. Men and women are equal in value and dignity. Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him, male and female he created them. Now to be in the image of God means to be like God and to be his representative on the earth. It is a privilege that is given to no other creature, not even the angels. These great and powerful creatures are said to be in the image of God. Just you and I, we have this great privilege of bearing, uniquely bearing, the image of God. We are the pinnacle of God's creation. And male and female, men and women, share that privilege equally. The very first verse of the Bible that tells us that God created us also tells us that we were created in His image. The very first verse that tells us that God created us tells us that we were created in His image, and it tells us that we were created male and female. We share that privilege equally. Now that means, folks, that page one of the Bible corrects the error of male dominance. Page one of the Bible corrects the error of male superiority that comes as the result of sin and appears in some way in every culture in society. This happens whenever men think they are better than women. This happens whenever husbands act as selfish dictators in their homes. This happens whenever wives are forbidden to work outside the home. Now, I recognize that there's an area of preference and judgment, but when they're forbidden to work outside the home, when women are forbidden to vote, when women are prohibited from being educated, whenever women are treated as inferior, whenever there is abuse or violence against women, wherever the horrors of rape or polygamy or harems or female infanticide that's killing little girls. I mean, you can read all too frequently in the papers accounts of cultures where there is a preference for boys. I heard recently about a particular study done in an Asian country where over 95%, listen to these statistics, 95% of pregnant women, if it was found that they were carrying a female child, they chose an abortion. This sex selection by abortion, by